I knew what his numbers were. At that point, he had hit more home runs than anyone, and he had hit more home runs as it relates to his at-bat ratio than anyone. So I knew that he was a great home run hitter, and I also assumed that he hit the ball farther than anyone of his era. But my next assumption was that since everything you can measure, how fast, how far, how much, all aspects of measurable athletic function, they improve over time. So I started my studies with the assumption, the conviction actually, that when you found out how far Babe Ruth could hit a ball, it might have been farther than anyone who was playing in the 1920s, but it certainly wouldn't be as far as someone playing in the 1980s. And that was the biggest turnaround. That really gave me pause. I had a hard time overcoming that original notion. And to this day, if I stop and think about it, it still seems completely implausible to me. Well, actually, it is implausible. And that's the reason why I decided to write the book. I know that there have been many biographies, and frankly, I didn't think another one was necessary. But with my findings resulting the way they did, with Ruth being the strongest ever, I thought that a treatise was. Therefore, I wrote the book.